Catholicism in America can be described in various ways, in numbers, movements, and emotion.
I go every holy day of obligation. It means a lot to me to do that, to take part in the sacraments.
But approximately one-third of those who say they were raised Catholic are no longer practicing the religion. That's according to the Pew Religious Landscape Survey. Disconnect is one word used by Jim Crowley, a 62-year-old Brighton resident who says he's drifted from the parish of his childhood.
12 years of school right over there, St. Columbkills.
Crowley says he stopped going to church in high school, but still went through the sacraments of confirmation and marriage in the church.
I became, I think, over the years, more spiritual than religious, so I don't follow a lot of the orchestrated dictates, and I don't agree with a lot of their policies and procedures, you know, not allowing women, not allowing priests to marry. So I never became angry at God, I just became fed up with the people he left in charge.
Crowley says he isn't referring to the sex abuse scandal, just leadership and dogma in general. He, along with many Catholics, are questioning whether the church is relevant in a country that's increasingly accepting gay marriage, divorce, and women in positions of power. In fact, Pew research shows that the sex abuse crisis has little to do with Catholics leaving the faith. 71% of those interviewed in 2007 said they drifted away from the church because it wasn't meeting their spiritual needs. And that's the target audience of the campaign, Catholics Come Home.
I love going to Mass. I feel like I get to go to Mass, not like I have to go to Mass.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for whatever reason, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
The campaign was started in 2008 by Tom Peterson, a practicing Catholic and former ad executive in Georgia. The campaign consists of a combination of television ads, a website, social media, and a forthcoming book. It's funded by other practicing Catholics.
I'm a lay person, Catholics Come Home is largely run as a lay apostolate of thousands of people across the United States who pray for and continue our mission of the new evangelization, work toward helping more of our loved ones home to the church.
The campaign's main messages? The Catholic Church teaches the truth. Families should have a foundation of faith. The sacraments are sacred, and so is forgiveness. Peterson says it's difficult to tell how effective it's been, but individual dioceses are trying to monitor attendance.
They were able to compare the results before and after the campaign by counting people in the pews, and they had representative Sundays they were able to count. And we had dioceses tell us that they had an increase of Mass attendance as high as 17.7%, and at some dioceses as low as 4%.
But the campaign faces scrutiny, especially from those who want the Vatican and church leaders to take more responsibility for the ongoing sexual abuse crisis. Terry McKiernan is founder of the website bishopaccountability.org and a practicing Catholic himself.
Apologies have been made, but if you look at the CatholicsComeHome.org website, or if you go to most of the diocesan websites and look at how they're trying to entice people to come home, the sexual abuse crisis is, for the most part, invisible. Their approach to it has been to pretend that it's all over, it's been dealt with, move along, everything will be fine. And I think they're making a huge mistake.
Well, when I first heard of the Catholics Come Home campaign, the question that arose in my mind was, what are we asking them to come home to?
Father Brian Clary is pastor at St. Mary of the Assumption Parish in Brookline. He says he's reconsidered every aspect of his church's culture, from how he greets new faces at Mass to the length of his sermons.
People in their 60s and 70s who are the backbone of the parish, so to speak. The second group of people in their 20s and 30s, and they say, well, I haven't been to church in many years. I haven't gone to confession since the first time. And I ask the question, I say, well, welcome, and what brings you here today? What's going on? And then they get into it. Perhaps there's a big moment of transition going on in my life, you know, whether it's a relationship or change of employment, just to feel that they're a little adrift.
Father Clary says he continues to hear lapsed Catholics occasionally voice anger and frustration about the sex abuse scandal.
How could the Church of Jesus Christ be a part of such awful sin and crime and evil? a fair question. I question about that all the time. But still, how far we've come in ensuring that the parishes and schools are safe havens for children and vulnerable adults. Every year, each employee, from the cardinal down to a volunteer, we get queried. There's background checks. We go through child protection training.
That may be reassuring to Catholics such as Michael Mack of Cambridge, who says he left the church after he was molested by a priest when he was 11 and living in North Carolina. 42 years later, in 2008, he returned to the Catholic Church for a variety of reasons.
I explored a lot of different faiths, a lot of beautiful faiths over the years. But the church is where I came from.
Mack says his return has been a healing process. He's even written a play about it called Conversations with My Molester, A Journey of Faith. And while not necessarily prompted by the Catholics Come Home campaign, he says it has been a homecoming of sorts.
I would see the banners. I would see the advertisements on some churches. It was really more after the fact, because I already had my own personal campaign in process. The church that I go to, now the churches that I go to, because in all of them I find something very special, very unique, in each of their different masses, but even more importantly, it's the people there. That my church is my people.
The Catholics Come Home campaign won't slow down with the transition of the new pope, organizers say. If anything, they emphasize renewed energy and evolution in church leadership. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.